Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission to discuss the upcoming child care strategic planning meetings.
So many potential employees, or employers for that matter, have not been willing to come to Marion County because of what has been an acute shortage of child care, and that is essential for workers because there are a lot of two-income households and a lot of people who just need somebody to watch their child during the day.
Yes, we started this project a couple months ago with our area employers and our community organizations in Pella and Knoxville, and looking at doing a study to identify what the gaps in child care are, what are the needs that were not being met, and what are some of the services that perhaps our existing child care providers could enter into that would help that are not being addressed currently. And so we did three separate surveys. We did a survey of parents, a survey of child care providers, and a survey of employers. Now we're moving on in January to the next phase of this process, which is strategic planning. There's going to be four sessions in Pella and four sessions in Knoxville, and people are invited to participate in either of the locations, either of the dates or on different dates, so I know sometimes that is a factor for folks. But we really need the community folks and employers to be involved in the strategic planning to say, okay, now we've identified the data and the research, what do we do with that? So the great part about the study is that we're not just doing the data research, but we're taking it into the next level of strategic planning to how do we address those needs and how do we work together as a community. The data has been done much like our housing study where we did the data by submarkets. So the Pella area, the Knoxville area, and the rest of the rural counties, those data will be able to be divided up. So each of those areas might have different needs. And so our goal over these four strategic planning sessions is to develop a plan that we can move forward with to really address those needs, and then we'll have a final presentation the end of March to let everybody know not only what the information was, but also what the plan moving forward is. So there are meetings in both Pella and Knoxville, and certainly they can contact me at carla@redrockarea.com. It's Carla with a C at redrockarea.com, and we can send them the complete schedule or contact the Knoxville Chamber or the PACE Alliance. They're also our partners in this, and they can help you with where the information is. But it's certainly something that we hope people can engage in and come to commit to those four sessions. I know it's a lot. A lot of people don't like strategic planning, but it's really key to moving and addressing issues. So we need people that care about child care who maybe have been touched by this either as employers or employees or as providers to really engage in the process.
Certainly, you have several available child care providers here. What you're looking for is quantity as much as quality. The ones you have seem to do well, but you simply need a lot more of them to go around because there's so much demand.
We have excellent child care providers in our county. There's a couple needs. One is, yes, we need more spots potentially, especially if our communities take off with the housing that they have underway. We know we don't have enough spots just overall, but there's also certain types of child care that some of the people moving into our area that we don't really provide those services for. And so we're looking at not only the spots, but also looking at the type of child care that workers are expecting. So there may be also some that they have spots, but they don't necessarily meet the needs of the parents, what the parents are looking for. We hear that especially when our employers go to places like Minneapolis or bigger cities and recruit parents that have been used to a different type of child care setting. Obviously, we have a lot of great in-home providers, but if you're from Minneapolis, that's kind of a scary thing if you don't have a social network to understand who those people are. And so, you know, just understanding how do we help those folks that are moving into our communities that may have expectations of curriculum-based daycare and those kinds of things, and daycare centers versus home providers, and how do we bridge those gaps and where are those needs? That's what we're trying to identify and trying to really hone down on so we know what needs to be addressed.
And a lot of parents have specialized time needs. There may be some who need evening or overnight care or weekend care or even holiday care, and some of the places simply aren't equipped to carry on odd hours like that. So looking for those who can fill the gap will be crucial.
Right. There's the time constraints as far as weekends and evenings. There's also sick care. That's another issue. Infant care is another issue. Enough people that take infants. Not all providers want to take on infants. And so there's a lot of different gaps that we hope the data, I haven't seen the data yet, but we hope the data will help us identify what are those gaps. We think we know what they are, but understanding the data will help us move forward to seeing where we really need to put our efforts to really make this the best possible, because we know that those first years of a child's life are extremely important to what happens in that child in the future. And so we want to make Marion County a quality place for children to grow up. And part of that is that daycare provider, that preschool environment for our children to have the best opportunities.
Thanks to Carla Ising from the Marion County Development Commission for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.